back. I guess Donald Trump is on a firestorm going after the leaks inside his government. I saw one of the major attorneys for Washington, D.C. last night on Fox News, and a very simple plan to actually get a grand jury, start an investigation, a limited number of people have access to that information. They will track them down, they will indict them, they will arrest them, and they will imprison them for 10 years for the type of espionage that they've done against the U.S. government. This is a coup d'etat. The Democrats are collaborating with them. It's a coup d'etat. We have a war room at the Obama House, 2 miles from the White House. Totally unacceptable. And there are a number of actions that Obama took, including expanding the powers of the NSA just before he left office in early January, that literally set the stage for some of these things, plus a number of plants inside the administration of bureaucrats that need to be cleared out, and many of them fired and arrested. This is going to happen. And if you're listening right now and you're a Democrat or you're inside the government, be fearful, be very fearful, because we're going to find out who you are and we're going to put you in a big house. You're going. And anyone out there who's thinking about this idea of doing a coup d'etat against the U.S. government, think twice. It's not going to happen. It's not going to be tolerated. I hope Dr. General Flynn actually reemerges somewhere else in the government as an advisor. I think what they did to him is a form of a political assassination. And I think that we need to understand that what's going on now is the kind of thing you see in a banana republic or a third world country with a dictator. The behavior of the Democrats and the alt-left and Hollywood, I call it, is completely unacceptable. It's un-American, and certainly not the way a top democracy operates. When the transfer of power occurs to a new president, Donald Trump is our new president, and you need to respect that, whether you like it or not. Just like if the Democrats had won, we would respect a win, which is probably not going to happen now for decades, because the Democrats are basically putting kerosene all over themselves and now lighting themselves geopolitically on fire. So they're immolating themselves geopolitically. It's extremely unlikely that they're going to get away with very big political costs for doing the things they're doing. Just want to read off some of the latest news items that I have here. Pretty interesting. The first thing is we're going to talk about this, so if we can get a hold of Leo, about how Pope Francis is the anti-Trump. I was sent this article. It's by James Carroll, February 1st, 2017. I'll post that link up. It's in the New Yorker. We also have, of course, new information about Ventura Fault could cause a strong shaking. New research finds in California. It's only a matter of time before the big one hits here in California. The dam up in Oroville looks like it's been repaired enough, and the rain is coming, but it looks like it may be okay. They should have done it 12 years ago. 3 years ago, the flake, Governor Brown, voted against repairing the Oroville Dam, the highest dam in the nation. It's pretty stupid and ridiculous. this is an interesting article. It's called From Trend. Surprise, at the end, Obama administration gave NSA broad new powers. And I want to read this off. This is quite disturbing. January 12th edition of the New York Times was little remarked upon at the time, but suddenly has taken on a far greater significance in the light of current events. In its last days, the Obama administration has expanded the power of the NSA, National Security Agency. My buddies that I took care of that were in the NSA, we call it no such agency, haha. It's about somewhere around 20, 30 times bigger than the CIA. It's the largest agency on the planet by far. So to share globally intercepted personal communications with the government's 16 other intel agencies before applying privacy protections. In other words, they can send it to another agency before they apply privacy. So it may not have just been leaked by, let's say, FBI or whatever. It could be sent out to another agency. So it's going to take more work to try to track down exactly who leaked it to the media. The new rules significantly relax longstanding limits on what the NSA may do with the information gathered by its most powerful surveillance operations, which are largely unregulated by American wiretapping laws. These include collecting satellite transmissions, phone calls, and emails that cross network switches abroad, messages between people abroad that cross domestic network switches. The change means that far more officials will be searching through raw data. Essentially, the government is reducing the risk that the NSA will fail to recognize that piece of information would be valuable to another agency, but increases the risk that officials will see private information about innocent people. Now, this may be a part of what happened with the attack on the private individual at the time, General Flynn, who wasn't yet in the cabinet. And, of course, he stated he hasn't discussed specific details, but he would be discussing them in the future once he becomes part of the cabinet. The thing that he withheld from Vice President Pence was that he, quote, didn't have discussions. What he really meant is, I didn't have discussions about specifics saying we're going to release or loosen the things. But that slight twist in the situation destroyed some level of trust. And, of course, that's the reason why he was removed from the cabinet, just because of the trust issue. It wasn't because of content, because nobody knows what the content is. It's not released. And the Democrats and media are going crazy speculating on the content, when, in fact, these agencies should not have released information of any kind to the news media. One of the central questions behind Mike Flynn flap that should have been asked by largely wasn't, is who was wiretapping the general? The answer we now know was the National Security Agency, formerly known as No Such Agency, the nation's foremost signals intelligence, or SIGINT, collecting department. Once compartmentalized to avoid injuring private citizens caught up in the network of Black Widow, as we are already, and her technology successors, the NSA was suddenly handed great latitude in what it could share with other, perhaps more politicized bodies of the intelligence community. Why? Let's call the roster bad guys. Attorney General Loretta E. Lynch signed the new rules permitting the NSA to disseminate raw signals intelligence information on January 3rd. Obviously, outgoing. She's the one that met with Bill Clinton on the tarmac while Hillary Clinton was about to be indicted on January 3rd. After the Director of National Intelligence, James R. Clapper, and by the way, James R. Clapper has lied repeatedly to Obama and to the Congress, signed them on December 15th, according to the 23-page, largely declassified copy of the procedures. Previously, the NSA filtered information before sharing intercepted communications with another agency, like the CIA or the intelligence branch of the FBI and the Drug Enforcement Administration. The NSA's analysts passed on only information they deemed pertinent, screening only the identities of out the identities of innocent people and irrelevant personal information. So General Flynn's name should not have been on the documents. It should have had to go to a FISA court to get access to the name of the individual, etc. Now, other agencies will be able to search directly through raw repositories of communications intercepted by the NSA and then apply such rules for minimizing privacy intrusions. This is not expanding the substantive ability of law enforcement to get access to signals intelligence, said Robert S. Litt, the general counsel to Mr. Clapper. It is simply widening the aperture for a larger number of analysts will be bound by the, let me just load here, by the existing rules. Throwing the BS flag on this one, widening the aperture by my old granny. One of the things about the IC is that existing rules are made to be broken whenever one of the unaccountable minions feels like it. These are people who lie and cheat for a living, and the genius of the Democrats, something for the GOP to think about next time, is that they were able to leverage the transition in order to change as many rules and embed as many apparatchiks as possible before formally turning over the reins to the new kids. But Patrick Toomey, a lawyer for the American Civil Liberties Union, called the move an erosion of the rules intended to protect the privacy of Americans when their messages are caught by the NSA's powerful global collection methods. He noted that the domestic internet data was often routed or stored abroad where it may get vacuumed up without court oversight. In quotes, rather than dramatically expanding the government access to so much personal data, we need much stronger rules to protect the privacy of Americans, Mr. Toomey said. 17 different government agencies shouldn't be routing through American emails with family members, friends, and colleagues, all without ever obtaining a warrant. That's the FISA warrant. Correct, but the Fourth Amendment went out the barn door along with all the pretty horses a long ago. Google and Facebook and Amazon know more about you than the CIA and FBI used to. And by the way, all these organizations, Google, which is Sears, literally land with the NSA in Virginia, Facebook and Twitter and all these other so-called social media are all just arms of the No Such Agency. People need to understand that. So we see Zuckerberg and others. These are just the external face of another arm or tentacle of the beast of the No Such Agency, gathering data through promised software and AI systems to track everybody on the planet in the first and second world, by the way. Google and Facebook and Amazon know more about you than CIA and FBI ever used to, and most of the personal information is provided by you. Think about that. The next time you check in, post pictures of your loved ones and talk about your travel plans. The latest rundown on Flynn Deep State hit. So that's really quite amazing. So we will be talking about this and other issues dealing with the political assassination of Michael Flynn. And they say he was probed over calls with the Russian officials. Firstly, just lay out a couple of facts here. Firstly, it was the Poroshenko attack in eastern Ukraine that precipitated the Russians to literally loan assistance and food, etc., to the people, both citizens and the military that are being shelled by western Ukraine. It was not an invasion by Russia. There were no tanks, there were no artillery, etc., going across. Number two, Crimea. The same thing happened. The people in Crimea were not invaded by Russia, although Russia now, Russia, of course, has always had a base there, which they've had bases elsewhere, like in Syria. This is nothing new. What we see happening is the West is trying to use NATO to rout Russia, and it's really very dangerous because there was no intention to ever have NATO right up the back doorstep of Russia. Trump is ramping up his own spies he's racing against the Democratic leakers who illegally brought down and disgraced Mike Flynn. So if you think this is all going to end well for the Democrats and these spies and these leakers, think again. And, of course, the you have to understand also that the Kremlin is dismissing the Trump campaign reports that there's contracts. And I keep on hearing this crazy dialogue by representatives of the Democratic Party, attorneys or other people or pundits that are obviously Democrats, that continue to say that the election was manipulated by Russia. Firstly, they probe both parties and they release information because when you have Podesta using the word password for his password and they get access to his emails or access to the Democratic National Committee, it was because of the illegal actions of Hillary Clinton that had a server in a broom closet that allowed full access. In fact, a Bulgarian hacker said it was like a lotus flower opened up and anybody could have gone there. And he said himself, when he was extradited to the United States, that the situation was completely out of control and that anybody could have gone in there. And he thought there were at least seven nations that actually probably had access, seven major nations that had access to most of her emails, including highly sensitive information that put field agents in danger, which may have caused some deaths, but you're never going to know. You're never going to know how many people died because they get access to Hillary Clinton's information. So that's what's going on there. Some of the latest news, and I always check this out for Green Med Info. And Robert Kennedy, of course, and Robert De Niro holding a press conference on the National Press Club about the vaccines. And we've talked about this the other night. In fact, when I was on the 2 hours of John Stantmiller's show, and that is recorded and kept over in our Deagle Network. We have, at that time, Josh Bernstein was there. He'll be on the third hour today. Josh, of course, is a History Channel investigator and professional diver. He's been all over the world, and he has his own television radio show. We hope to track down Leo Zugamin because we're trying to see what's happening in terms of their meetings. I think Leo is in Berlin, Germany. We know Harley Schlanger has a delay of a week from some of the Italian political operatives that are going to be meeting next Tuesday, and we'll have on the first hour next Tuesday an update from them as to what's going on. Our AI voting systems have looked at the election of Le Pen and have pretty well guaranteed she's going to get in, which means you're going to see Frexit, which is France leaving, quote, NATO in, as its current form. It'll probably reestablish itself, like Trump demands. It includes a plan to actually have a better relationship with Russia and also deal with terrorism. This issue with Robert Kennedy is interesting because California has passed this mandatory vaccination law. At the same time, they actually ran out of vaccines for under three that were mercury-free, so they're forcing under three-year-olds to take mercury, which locks onto the basic unit of the dendrites called neural tubulin and cuts off their dendrites and is toxic to the brain cells and myelination. So you have to understand we have a criminal government that's completely incompetent. We have a situation that is unacceptable. We also have a situation in Fukushima Daiichi where all of the service companies for Fukushima Daiichi are in fact American, and TEPCO itself is just a umbrella company. So they posted massive profits at the same time they're not fixing this, and Reactor 2 is now over 5 cyverts. Reactor 3, of course, blew and sent debris all over 70 to 90 kilometers plus away from the plant. It is a MOX nuclear reactor fuel plant, actually creates detonators for nuclear warheads. So Japan has violated all kinds of things, probably with our knowing, that they are themselves an autonomous nuclear power. They probably have some of the best launching satellite launching or intercontinental space-based missile systems on the planet. So we think they're slouches. No, the Japanese have got a very high-tech rocket system and delivery system for nuclear warheads. So it's very probable they have their own warhead systems, and that Fukushima Daiichi was one of their main plants, just like the Savannah River plant, where I took care of employees there that were making our detonators. So if you think that's not the case, you're just not paying attention. Situation, of course, that we see here is that Robert Kennedy is announcing to the World Mercury Project's $100,000 challenge. He announced a $100,000 challenge today aimed at putting an end to including mercury in neurotoxin that is 100 times more poisonous than lead in vaccines administered in the U.S. and globally. Now, let me go back a bit to 1980. I was called by Dr. Murray Vimy, who was a dentist who was going to do his dental pathology PhD. And a few months after I started giving equations and reviewing his technology for doing a study, which included a mercury sniff meter and parts per million that would be used in the mouth, and a mercury microvolt meter to measure the tooth amalgam surface to see the microvoltages across the teeth that would create a vapor cloud when you chew, and the toxicological equations. I got a call from Roy LaRiche, the then registrar for the Alberta College of Physicians and Surgeons. And this, if you may have heard the story before, we're going to repeat it, because you need to understand that Dr. Deagle, in his radio and television programs right now, is a product of a lot of persecution by the medical profession in multiple countries. And the medical profession has what I call craniocephalic rectal insertion syndrome. They have their head up their butt so far they've had to see sunlight. And they're so corrupt and evil. It's bad being a politician being corrupt and evil, but in the medical system it causes a body count. It harms people, it kills children, it kills adults, and they could care a rat's behind about it. And I was told by Dr. Roy LaRiche, who's from South Africa with the South African Drawl, Dr. Deagle, what are you doing again? You're working in association. I said, what do you mean working in association? He said, Dr. Deagle, we have reports. You're assisting Dr. Murray Vimy. He was working on his PhD, by the way, in dental pathology at the university. And he said, if you continue, we are going to pull your license. Just for giving equations and providing background research information to help us do his work. I wasn't in his office. I was assisting at setting up the protocols on the toxicology, which, by the way, passed on to the current Alberta University research facility that's working with the Menninger Institutes in Germany. And later on, Dr. Hal Huggins, following the protocols of Dr. Vimy in Colorado, had his license pulled in the state of Colorado, went back after 7 years of being in Mexico, sued the state of Colorado, which is a corrupt and evil state. If you know how the Colorado Board of Medical Examiners treated me, which is horrendous and evil. Let me tell you, I don't know if you're still alive there, Roy LaRiche, but all you characters, we're going to get you. And the fact is, mercury is poisonous to little babies' brains. Governor Brown is allowing even vaccines under 3 that are against the law to be given because they ran out of the vaccines. Hopefully, we'll stop all this foolishness of toxic heavy metals and adjuvants in vaccines.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report, and what's really interesting is we have, we have some interesting information here in terms of some of our special guests that are coming on. Josh Bernstein, of course, is a, in hour number three, is a talk show host, political analyst, commentator, and national spokesman with AMAC, the American Association of Mature Americans, alternative to AARP, which I've had AMAC people on before. He also has a called Political Savant of Many of the Industrial Appears because of his encyclopedic breakdown of many of the issues we face. Josh promises to be kind of interesting in terms of perspective. We're going to deal with a lot of issues with Josh. We may be bringing him on here early because we're having some minor issues with getting our schedule straightened away here. Leo's in Berlin, so I think maybe we may not be able to track down Leo. Lately, he's been so politically active, it's not surprising. We can't always get him right on the right schedule. But we will try to work around that and see if we can get Leo on, at least for a period of a segment or so, so we can get an update as to what's going on in Italy. The situation, of course, is in very great deal of flux. It's likely that the European Union is going to break down. And my guess is that is going to precipitate a geopolitical and a financial collapse probably this year with the election of Marine Le Pen. That will probably precipitate the collapse of the Japanese economy, and then it'll hit America. And, of course, America being the strongest economy on the planet, you'll see China go down first, and these other BRICS nations totally collapse, the Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. So we're looking at that happening pretty quickly. The situation now, of course, with Josh Bernstein is we'll try to see if we can get him on a little early to... we are planning also on having Larry Pratt on. Larry will be on next week. He's going to come on next Thursday to discuss Gunners of America. Barbie Engel will be on Tuesday. And Barbie, of course, is a major proponent of alternative and other ways of dealing with pain. One of her books is From Wheels to Heels, and how she recovered from her own pain syndrome. We had a good, interesting discussion. One of the technologies she used was stem cells from her own adipocytes. I have a number of technologies for mapping of pain, Axon 2, I developed with Dr. Jim Hedgecock. Our nutraceuticals and technology, our peptides, etc. We have lots of ways that we can literally reverse cause for pain syndromes with things like our new arthritics, tendon mender, joint performance, collagen max, mountain red velvet. We can actually fix the underlying cause of the problem, and that is available today. Let's see. No, I don't see. I don't see an answer there with Leo coming on. So we will track down Josh Bernstein if we can get him on early. Back in just a moment. Your question is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech. Quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Things going on right now. One of the most important things is we're having a attempted coup. There's been at least seven times now where the intel agencies and the media have collaborated to do a crime against the current president. When they wrote them out, these people are going to go to jail, and hopefully it'll send a message to people like the people in Hollywood that are calling for blowing up the White House, like Madonna and Ashley Judd. They need to go to jail too, by the way. We need to have Democrats that are collaborating with these intel agencies or somehow working with media to try to spin stories to try to carry a physical insurrection. And people like George Soros and his organizations, Black Lives Matters and MoveOn.org, they need also, their leaders need to be arrested as well. So this needs to start sweeping through and grabbing all these people and putting them where they belong in the big house. And I hope that Donald will stop playing around with this issue and just do it. When this happens, by the way, we'll have a restoration where the intel agencies, and this is the crazy story that's been coming out now from the media, that they don't trust Donald Trump. So their job is not to filter the intel or the briefings to the president. Their job is to provide it, not to spill it to the media when they so-called don't trust the president. This is a crime, and it's punishable by 10 years minimum in prison. So it needs to happen right now. So that's the situation. We also are going to be looking at what's happening in terms of some of the new nutraceutical technologies. I'm going to switch gears a little bit here and actually go to some of the latest protocols I've had. And I've been a very busy guy reviewing and setting up protocols for people. And the consultations I've been doing lately are pretty extensive. For example, let's have a look here on some of my latest consultations that were sent. There we go. We have, of course, I had a recent gentleman that had eye floaters. What happened is he had laser surgery after he had a detached retina. And, of course, what that means, he had oxidative stress occurring in his eye, the vestigial blood vessels in his eye caused him to have floaters in the eye. So the first thing you want to do is stop the oxidative stress. We use Vision Max, Can-See Eye Drops, which is dimethylcarnosine. You can also use Nutri-Trala, long-acting alpha-lipoic acid, and the oral carnosine, which is the carnosine D-link, we call it, for delinking sugar attachment to proteins. Cell detox glutathione to reduce the hydroperoxy radical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol, which crosses into the eye and central nervous system. And Gamma E Plus that stops peroxynitrite. These are what we call oxidative markers that change the lucidity of these things inside the eye, including floaters and debris from the laser surgery, which is basically dead retina, and of course vestigial vessels like the vessel that goes to the back of the lens. Vein-Away, which is diosmin, which is going to help reduce the oxidative stress and vascular issues in the eye. And Neutral Silver, because there's often a low-grade, we call stealth infection in the eye as well. So, that is all going to be very, very helpful. The next thing I would like to talk about is how we kind of confirm these things. For example, for this eye person, they should have a slit lamp examination, retinal photographs, and a what's called Goldman field test. You can do electroretinography, too, to see how well the retina is doing. And a special weighted MRI scan looking at not only the retina but the post-bulbar behind the retina, health of the optic nerve head, and the chiasma in terms of the myelination pattern. You can actually look at that. So that's very, very important to understand that. One of the questions I had is I had a person ask me a question about the idea of accessing monoatomic gold and other minerals. We will be launching there we go. So I had to contact Josh, and I did confirm him for hour number 3. He'll be here alone with me talking about many issues, from his History Channel TV show to the geopolitical issues to AMAC. Firstly, we have not only monatomic gold that I'll be launching this weekend, but also other exotic minerals in their angstrom hydrogenated form. It's a whole new series of products we're going to launch. And these products will allow you to be able to have a single mineral in their angstrom hydrogenated form, 8-ounce bottles with a dropper, so you can put them sublingually and get them go directly to the target site. Now, of course, the best way to know what minerals you need is to do one of two types of tests, a QRMA test and metapathia test, which will target and tell us which minerals you need to the target organ. The general assessment with the QRMA and the targeted table and frequency analysis to the specific organs with metapathia. And the other is to do a general red blood cell regular healthy and target trace mineral analysis on RBCs based on Genova Labs' ability to analyze with nuclear spectroscopy your red blood cell packed minerals for 22 minerals. So that test you can do as a blood test. The kit you can order through directlabs.com, and then we can do that. So if people are interested in that, that will make a huge difference in terms of targeting exotic minerals or special minerals that you need to increase your health. Now, we have a Trax amino acid chelated minerals in our Vitamineral Max, in our Minerals Plus, and, of course, also things like Biotin Plus that contains the Trax albumin-chelated amino acid forms, which are the best protein-chelated forms to transport separately across your membranes. When all our vitamins are activated, and I'm also working on creating a fruit-flavored, powdered version of Vitamineral Max, and that may be coming out very soon as well, so that you can use it for kids to mix it in a drink, or you can put it yourself in your smoothie. Instead of having to swallow a capsule of Vitamineral Max, you can take it as a scoop and put it in your drink. So that's coming down the pike here as well. We're working on all kinds of new products and protocols, and those will be posted up not only on our Wellness Conditions, but also as video. The full Wellness Condition is only accessed to our regular monthly customers that are recent. The people who have access to the videos is everybody. The videos are relatively short, 2 to 4 minutes. They kind of quickly go over the basic core protocols. There's more advanced ones. I had a gentleman call the other night during the show on Don Stattmuller's show on Valentine's, and he had said he was on my supplements for his senile macular degeneration. He was also taking injections in his eye. Now, you have to understand, when I asked him what he was taking, he probably was taking almost nothing, maybe taking the Can-See eye drops. First, if you have senile macular change, you need a lot more than just level one care. You're going to need, like I mentioned, about the person with the floaters in their eye, very advanced care. The next level is peptides from our European Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, hyperbaric oxygen therapy, lumen photon, and micropulse. And the peptides will actually work on the exosomes inside your nucleosome, of the part of your cell that actually contains your DNA, to actually activate the genes to help regenerate the cells. So there's a whole range of things all the way up to a full stem cell transplant, and we call epigenetic therapies. So he, unfortunately, this gentleman was seeing a retinologist who was putting Avastin injections in his eye. He didn't know what the name of the drug was. I told him I didn't know. And when you take Avastin, it is completely useless. It's not even FDA approved, and I've never seen one case ever where it's helped reverse retinal damage, either due to a central retinal vein obstruction or a retinopathy of any kind. It is useless. So don't presume, if you're taking level one care or even taking one thing from us, that you're taking Dr. Deagle's stuff and it failed or it didn't work. You need to contact me. Again, it's part of my ministry. I don't charge you if you don't give me a ton of medical reports to review. It's free. You can email me and I'll email you back. Oh, this is level two. This is level three care. This is what you need to do. How are you doing? Give me your... And if you want to do a consult, you can send me your electroretinogram, your retinal photographs, your Goldman field test, your advanced reports from your ophthalmologist, retinologist, if you're thinking there's a problem going on there. Don't presume that they know more than Dr. Deagle. That's extremely unlikely. I don't care if there's subspecialists in some area. You, as a member of the public, don't have access to the information I do that knows whether, number one, it's an FDA-approved drug or if there's high success rate with it. So don't presume that you do know, because you don't. And that may upset you, but you need to understand you cannot compete with my level of knowledge, and neither can your doctors, because most of them are going to do a treatment, even if it has a low success rate, because they're going to get paid buko bucks for doing a procedure on you when they have nothing else in their bailiwick of things that they can do to try to help your eye. They're not going to talk about stem cell therapy or peptides or epigenetic therapy with lumen photon or micropulse or anything else. They're not going to put you on a ketogenic diet or give you building blocks to rebuild your eye like Mountain Red Velvet, especially the new form we're building, which is the DR, delayed release capsule, to form mycelized building blocks to rebuild your tissues. They will have no knowledge of this at all. None. Nada. So don't presume they do, because they know nothing. And if you think I'm exaggerating, just get their number and a time when I can call them and put them on the hot seat and ask some questions. Because you'll find out, if you do a three-way call, they don't know anything. It's disturbing. And the problem is medicine's advancing at a very rapid speed, and if you're not keeping on top of it, you have no idea. Now, one of the things that I've introduced here is I have a person that's getting a lot of panic attacks and very low energy. Now, the first thing I would recommend if you're trying to get your energy level up is S-methyl, S-adenosyl methionine. It's going to increase your energy and reverse depression, sometimes as quickly as the same day. You also need things to increase your neurotransmitters. That includes minerals. Placid has the minerals necessary to convert tyrosine to norepinephrine and dopamine. And you'll need things to bioconvert the bioamine. So you'll need bio-LVR, which contains B12 folic acid in their activated forms, and vitamin B6. If you don't have these, you're not going to convert the neurotransmitters. I recommend also to stop panic attacks, Spilkes, which is calcium magnesium taurate, or Posinol, which is a special new formulation, Posinol, to improve mood, 2 to 3 little tablets, 3 to 4 times a day. These are real tiny, easy to swallow. And Calm Mind Brain Mag. The Brain Mag calms down the limbic system seizure activity, and limbic system seizures are tied to post-traumatic stress disorder and depression and anxiety. So that's the start. It gives you an idea what kinds of issue. We have one lady here who wanted to know what to take for her anxiety depression. We start off with Calm Mind and Brain Mag, 1 to 2 scoops 3 times a day. Spilkes, which is calcium magnesium taurate with B12, semethyl acetonazole methionine, 1 sachet in the morning and again 1 early afternoon. Level 2 care is Posinol, 2 to 3 caps, little taps 3 times a day. Cognition Plus, 2 caps twice a day. Brain Power, a cap twice a day. To stop the oxidative stress in the brain, Gamma E Plus, 2 soft gels twice a day. You can actually bite into them and hold them under your tongue to get more direct access to the brain. And Omega Supreme Ubiquinol, at least 1 to 2 soft gels twice a day. And again, bite at least one of them twice a day. You see an amazing rapid reversal of depression. You don't have to wait 3 to 4 or 5 weeks like with antidepressant drugs. It works almost immediately. That's what's kind of amazing. Next thing, we had a gentleman actually purchased in Arkansas, and we'll be having him on the program too. And again, when we set up sites where people have purchased a Metapathy and QRMA and want to be a test site, we've got to remember this is part of a consultation. If you get a Metapathy, you need to contact us first before you even schedule Metapathy testing at the test site. There's two ways of me doing it. And the way I prefer is to actually log on and do the test remotely from here in California to wherever it is. If it's in France or Germany or Arkansas or New York City, I log on to the site or see a video of the test and have access later on to log onto their database so I can do frequency matching to look at all the tables to actually analyze the data, which takes quite a bit of time, takes hours. When I do the QRMA, we get looked at the test data, cross-correlated with your wellness 11-page functional medicine history, your x-rays, MRI scans, blood work, CT scan, whatever I may order, and recommend specific types of functional medicine testing, such as Doctors Data in Chicago, Genova Labs in Atlanta, Metametrics, other laboratories. And when we have these test results come in, including things like 23andMe and Prometheus, I analyze and cross-correlate all of it, including intermediate metabolites from labs like Great Plains Laboratory in Overland Park, Kansas, with your frequency spectral analysis, which is what I call quantum predictive diagnostics. Remember now, the quantum model shows that it's a virtual, in a sense, a data model of where your body's going now. I don't consider it fully diagnostic until I actually get the confirmatory test. So if I see on your Metapathy that you have something that indicates there's blocked arteries or calcifying arteries, I'll want to have you see a cardiologist and get things like a stress treadmill test, a high-speed CT scan with calcium score, a lipid electrophoresis, a homocysteine test, specific metabolites, looking at our lipid fractionation, including apoproteins. I'm very thorough, okay, and that's why I would spoil all the consultants that I referred cases to over the years, because by the time I've sent a consult to the specialist, they just need to go and rubber stamp and say, Daigle, thanks, because then they just look at it, they actually do the physical tests or whatever, and then report back to me what their plan is, if it's slightly different or where they're going to go, including surgical intervention. And hopefully we can avoid that, so you have to understand that that's what's going on there. We'll have a test site there. We're working on having a test site in the West Coast, so we'll soon have a test site in Northern California. Arkansas is being set up here, and we have New York City at PPRDI with Jim Garcia. And Jim is going to help our new gentleman in Arkansas to try to get his operations all fully set up. Let's see, what else do we have here? We've got all kinds of interesting cases. And a lot of people were kind of emailing me happy birthdays yesterday, 65th birthday. Had a request by someone with a small cell carcinoma. They had a mass in their lung. They had actually to put a chest tube in to drain it because the lung had collapsed, and they had a peri-lung, if you want to call it, fluid collection, which gets pretty serious by that time. Number one, the patient's probably not a candidate for more chemo. If they do, they'll probably die of a superinfection or a collapsed bone marrow with a blood dialysis where they start bleeding because their platelet count drops like a rock. You want to use malignant arrest, which starves the cancer. You want them on a ketogenic diet at the same time, which basically is almost no carbohydrates, less than 5% and only complex. Most of the calories should be in fat or protein, and it'd be healthy fats. Malignant block, which is sulforaphane glycosinolate from broccoli seed developed at John Hopkins, at least 2 caps 3 times a day. The malignant rest, at least a packet twice a day. Elagic acid, we have the terminal chabulia, 300 times higher concentration than pomegranate. The last two I mentioned, malignant block, elagic acid, and our mycodetour, what's called apoptogenic agents. We talked about this with Jerry McGloss the other night about CBD, and I'll be posting up a link on our Amazon store for getting CBDs, which is cannabidiol, which is basically a hemp oil that has some moderate apoptogenic activities. But our current ones, malignant block, elagic acid, are the most powerful, along with minoquinone 7, that's our full vitamin K2, and high-dose power C, the only neutral vitamin C in the world. And our mycoD2 that contains ergothionine, that's the first receptor activated when cells differentiate, but it also suppresses cancer cell growth and induces apoptosis. High-dose micelle D3, along with the mycoD2, which is from mushrooms base. We want to strip off the capsule of the tumor with seroflozyme and neoflamex. The seroflozyme is seropeptase from the Serratia peptidase bacterium, and the neoflamex contains that as well as the Wobenzyme N formula. Nutri Defense that I've designed actually helps to boost your immune system to fight any infection, cancer, or autoimmune diseases. Blocks all viral capsids of RNA and DNA viruses. Blocks the receptor binding domain of all cell membranes from any pathogen entering, any viral pathogen entering, but RNA or DNA. So you need a ketogenic diet, something to see hyperbaric oxygen with ozone. And I strongly recommend the Brzezinski Clinic in Houston as gene-based cancer treatment for this individual.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
It is the end. It's the end of suffering from unnecessary treatment. It's the end of unnecessary and dangerous political maneuvering by the Uber, we call the demon rats and the republic craps. Either parties, as far as I'm concerned, are dead. Both of them are moving us towards some form of globalism. It's the end of unrestrained medical systems, which are collapsing on themselves. Humanas now said they're going to pull out of the exchanges by 2018, and now Aetna saying similar things, kind of giving advance warnings, which is good, because probably what I've seen on the news is the head of the Congress is actually from California, that's a Republican, is saying that we're going to have a replacement for Obamacare by next month. We need to also not just tweak the system so it's pre-Obamacare. We need to do what I've mentioned numerous times, and I want you to contact your Congress people for the Deagle plan. I'm going to be putting together a video and sending it off through Roger Stone and through my contacts in the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. They can get it directly in front of Dr. Price and President Trump and Mike Pence. That includes several things. Firstly, number one, we need to get rid of malpractice. We need to have portability of insurance, so there's no more state licensing insurance agencies. We need to have lateral training so medics can train up to become surgeons, and people who can start off as a massage therapist can become an obstetrician. Lateral training. We need to have a system where we can allow part-timers so that people that are female doctors want to work part-time so they can have a family. Or retirees or people that have health problems want to work part-time. Or maybe they have other avocations they want to do. Maybe they're musicians that are also physicians. We need a system set up so that we have continuing education to monitor their knowledge base, etc. When we do this, the cost of healthcare will drop. We want a level playing field between innovation and natural functional medicine. And the big drug companies, big pharma, should not be in control through lobbyists in our Congress and our government and our bureaucrats. We need to stop lobbying, as Donald Trump is going to clean out the swamp. We need to clean it out at all levels so it can't return. You know, we don't want to return infestation like we do right now with the leaks inside the government. And I want to see some people go to jail really soon. I want the fear of God put into these people, the fear of justice in America, that it doesn't happen anymore. When we come back, hour two, we'll be talking with Ryan and our new nutraceuticals and protocols. Hour three, Josh Bernstein. Tomorrow, Matthew Deagle, my son, hopefully we'll get him up and rolling. And Ann Morrison, hour two. And hour three is our firing line. Get your questions into Michelle.
Iodine that you can really trust. A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science. Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.